Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Have you ever heard someone referred to as a Renaissance man? What does that even mean? The term comes from a period in history known as the Renaissance, or rebirth of knowledge. The Renaissance took place across Europe after the Middle Ages. Lewis Latimer was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts on September 4th, 1848. His parents had been enslaved but escaped to the north before Lewis was born. His father was recaptured in Boston and put on trial. The famous abolitionist Frederick Douglass defended Mr. Latimer, and his freedom was eventually purchased for the sum of $400. Unfortunately, that was not the end of the question of Mr. Latimer's freedom. Shortly after the Dred Scott case in 1857, Mr. Latimer disappeared. The case, which went all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, ruled that men like Mr. Latimer, who had once been enslaved but fled to a free state in the North, were not and could not be citizens of the U.S. and were not able to be free. It is thought that Mr. Latimer feared he would be taken back to Virginia, so he went into hiding. This proved to make the lives of the rest of the Latimer family difficult. Without their father to support the family, Lewis and his siblings had to find work. At the age of 15, Lewis joined the Union Navy to fight in the Civil War. When the war ended, he returned to Boston and took a job as an assistant in the law firm of Crosby and Gould. These attorneys specialized in helping inventors secure patents for their inventions. While working at the law firm, Lewis watched the drafters at work. A drafter makes detailed drawings of inventions. He taught himself the mechanical drawing he saw. His skills and aptitude led him to being promoted to drafter and then head drafter. Lewis also began working on his own ideas for inventions. During his lifetime, he received several patents of his own. During the course of his work at the law firm, Lewis met Alexander Graham Bell. Mr. Bell had an idea for a telephone and wanted Lewis to make the drawings. Mr. Bell was not the only one with ideas for a telephone, so Lewis had to quickly make meticulous drawings and submit the proper patent applications. Lewis submitted all the paperwork on February 14, 1876. He had beat another inventor by just a few hours. In 1880, Lewis changed employers. He began working at the U.S. Electric Lighting Company, where he was tasked to improve another new invention, the electric light bulb. Along with another employee, Lewis was able to obtain a patent for an improved light bulb that burned longer than those available at the time. The new light bulb had a filament of bonded carbon. 2 years later, Lewis got another patent for his improved production of the carbon filament. In 1883, Lewis changed jobs once again. This time, he went to work at a rival company of U.S. Electric. This company was owned by Thomas Alva Edison. Lewis did crucial work on the Edison bulb and helped Edison obtain a patent on his light bulb. Thomas Edison urged Lewis to write a book detailing his knowledge as an expert electrical engineer. His book, titled Incandescent Electric Lighting, A Practical Description of the Edison System, was published in 1890. It was quite popular because it explained the lighting in simple, easy-to-understand language. Lewis continued to work, helping people obtain patents until 1922. At that time, his eyesight had become so poor that he could not continue working. But what made Lewis a Renaissance man? In addition to his vast engineering knowledge, he wrote poems and plays, painted and played the flute. He was also active in his church and taught English to immigrants new to the country. He was active in his support of civil rights and participated in civic organizations for Civil War veterans. He really lived up to the title. Lewis Latimer passed away on December 11th, 1928. Next time you turn on a light bulb in your home, think about Lewis and his legacy of light.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.